Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. I do love green shoots when I see them, and they are starting to peak out at Italtal, a stock that I am watching closely alongside Cashbuild. I am right on the cusp of pulling the trigger on a long position on both. By the time you hear this, it may already have happened. Let's see. The thesis is pretty simple, really. In the past year or so, both businesses were severely hurt by load shedding, consumer sentiment being really downtrodden about South Africa, and of course, higher interest rates as well. Now, two of those three conditions have caused all the pain are out of the way to a large extent, albeit always able to return if anything goes wrong. The third condition, high interest rates, that's still in the room with us, of course, but hopefully the South African Reserve Bank, or the SARB, will start cutting soon. This will unlock some free cash flow for many households, and it will make access to debt cheaper. Now, this will surely drive some more activity around fixed property purchasing and improvement, even if I am a happy renter. Just because I like renting certainly doesn't mean that everyone else does. At Italtal, the green shoot is that in the second half of the year ended June, they saw improved trading conditions. It was still a rough year overall, with HEPS down by between 4.7% and 10.3%, but they managed to pull off what I reckon is a pretty decent HEPS outcome despite sales falling. As things hopefully start to improve, they will get not just the benefit of in-store retail sales, but also more volumes in the manufacturing business. Thanks to operating leverage, this tends to have a larger effect on profitability, something that is very helpful when things go the right way. I must say that Italtal is a little bit close to the 52-week high for my liking, trading at around 11.26 at time of recording, with a 52-week high of 12.59 and a 52-week low of 8.65. Cashbuild has a lot more room in the risk-reward stakes, with a current price around 142 Rand versus a 52-week high of 190 and a low of 121 Rand 50. On that basis, I'll probably look at adding Cashbuild first, as I do prefer the odds, but Cashbuild doesn't get that operating leverage uptick that Italtal has in its manufacturing base, so truthfully, both are interesting. I'll watch both and make a call accordingly. Quilter is a genuinely excellent business. Much like PSG locally, the group does its own stunts when it comes to distribution. Pure asset management is about sitting back and waiting for the assets to come to you from advisors. For groups that focus on assets under management and administration, they have a sales force out there. This costs money, of course, but done right, it also leads to ongoing inflows and thus more profits because fees are earned based on those assets. It also really helps bake some resilience into the business when markets are under pressure, because a pure assets under management business sees its revenue base go up and down with the markets, and often to an exaggerated extent, because more assets tend to flow into a bull market and assets tend to leave a bear market. Without advisors out there helping to smooth that outcome, it's tough. Quilter achieved a 7% uptick in assets under management and administration between December 2023 and June 2024. They also managed a very impressive 500 basis points uptick year on year in their operating margin to 29%. Adjusted diluted earnings per share, that was up 21%, and the interim dividend was up 13.3%. These are great numbers, especially when you remember that this company reports in pounds rather than rands. Just think about that growth in hard currency. Anglo Gold versus Gold Fields is a pretty interesting comparison at the moment. When gold prices are good, the gold miners really need to take advantage of that fact. Anglo Gold managed to do exactly that in the 6 months to June, with production up 2%. They combined this with a decrease of 1% in total cash costs per ounce. And when you combine that with average gold prices up 13.5% for the period, you have a fantastic net outcome of adjusted EBITDA increasing by 65%. Free cash flow swung massively into the green, with an inflow of $206 million versus an outflow of $205 million in the comparable period. That is a swing in the right direction of well over $400 million. As for headline earnings per share, that was up by a rather laughable 430%, and the interim dividend was up by 450%. Talk about all that glitters. But here's the thing. Goldfields, as a competitor to Anglo Gold, didn't glitter at all in this period. In a trading statement for the 6 months to June, headline earnings per share at Gold Fields will be down by between 25% and 33%. Gold volumes were down 20% and the earnings never really stood a chance from there, let's be honest, with various production issues and weather-related problems ruining the story. Now, this hasn't stopped Gold Fields from announcing what I think is quite a risky deal, actually, with an offer to acquire all of the shares in Osisko in Canada at a 55% premium to the 20-day VWAP. Osisko holds the other 50% in the Windfall projects, with Gold Fields holding 50% in that project alongside them. In other words, Gold Fields wants the entire Windfall project and is willing to get it by going to the shareholders of Osisko directly. Now, whilst there is a decent strategic rationale for doing a deal like this, the reality is that this is a cash offer to the shareholders of Osisko that Gold Fields is going to need to raise debt to execute. The Windfall project is not even a producing asset yet, so the debt is going to put pressure on the other Gold Fields operations, and they didn't exactly have a stellar time of things in the past few months, did they? Capital allocation in mining groups is not easy, but it is definitely better to do acquisitions from a position of strength. If I was a Gold Fields shareholder, I would be a little bit nervous of something like this when there are so many problems in the core operations. Hopefully that will come right in the second part of the year, and shareholders will put pressure on that outcome, especially if Gold Fields is out there doing deals. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.